Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're taking a clean top loop and turning it into something that feels like it's been dragged through a wet jungle alley at 2 a.m. Saturated, dark, haunted, and alive. That's the goal. Not just dirty for the sake of it, but controlled grime with atmosphere, so the loop still locks with a kick, snare, and sub the way proper jungle and old-school DNB needs it to. The big idea here is simple. A top loop should behave like a drum element, but it should also carry mood. It's the glue between rhythm and space. When it's done right, the track feels embedded in an environment. When it's done wrong, it just becomes noisy mush sitting on top of the mix. So let's build this properly in Ableton Live 12. Start with the right source. Take a top loop that already has some break texture, hats, ghost notes, or shuffled percussion. If it's too clean, it can still work, but you'll need to lean harder on processing. Bring it into Ableton. Trim it so it lands neatly on a 1, 2, or 4 bar phrase, and for this style, 2 bars is often the sweet spot. It gives you enough repetition to build atmosphere without killing the feeling of movement. Before you touch any effects, pull the clip gain down a bit. Give yourself headroom. That matters because saturation reacts very differently when you feed it hot audio versus controlled audio. If the loop is already spiky, you're more likely to get brittle distortion instead of warm grime. What to listen for here is the natural swing of the loop. If it already has ghost notes or a good shuffle, preserve that energy. If it feels too sterile, don't worry. We're about to give it some life. First in the chain, put EQ 8. Clean the loop before you dirty it. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how much low junk is in there. For a true top loop, you usually don't want anything meaningful down low anyway. If the loop has a harsh break shell bite, dip a narrow band somewhere in the 3.5 to 6.5 kHz area, where those brittle stick hits can get nasty. And if it's boxy, take a little out around 250 to 500 Hz. Why this works in DNB is because saturation emphasizes whatever you feed it. If you leave mud or harshness in place, the saturator will just magnify the problem. Clean input gives you controllable grit, and that's what we want. Now bring in saturator. This is the main coloration stage. Start with a moderate drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if you need to keep the peaks in check. Don't overdo it straight away. The goal is harmonic density, not total collapse. We want the loop to feel closer, thicker, more alive, but not obviously louder and not crushed into fuzz. A really useful move is to build saturation in stages. You can use one saturator here for body, and if needed, a second gentler one later for a little extra roughness. That gives you much more control than one huge blast of distortion. What to listen for is this. The hats and shakers should feel denser, not painfully sharp, and the loop should feel closer without just jumping in volume. If you're hearing a lot more fizz but not more character, pull it back and clean the source more. At this point, decide what kind of jungle mood you want. If you want the tape-worn, smoky, nostalgic version, keep the saturation gentler, then shave some top and later and let the atmosphere be more filtered and distant. That's great for deeper jungle, intro sections, and anything that wants a ghostly, sample-based feel. If you want a gritter, more aggressive version, push the saturation harder and then use EQ to control the bark in the mids. That's better for dark rollers, heavier old-school energy, and breaks that need a bit of attitude to cut through a strong bassline. A simple rule, if your bassline is already dense and mid-forward, go for the tape-worn version. If your drop is more sparse and needs edge, go for the gritty version. Good arrangement choices make the mix easier before you even touch the mix. Now let's add atmosphere, but keep it controlled. This is where people often go too far and wash out the whole groove. Don't do that. Use a short reverb, or even a restrained ambient style space, with a decay somewhere around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Keep it filtered. Darker is usually better here. You want room tone, tunnel tone, alley tone, not a glossy modern hall. If you're using a return, that can be even better because you can keep the dry loop solid and let the atmosphere live separately. That's a strong move in DNB because it keeps the center lane clean for the kick and sub. What to listen for now is whether the loop feels like it lives inside a space, but every hit is still readable. If the ghost notes vanish, the room is too big or too bright. If the loop starts sounding like it's swimming instead of grooving, shorten the decay and darken the reverb. After that, add compressor if the loop still has uneven spikes. Keep it light. Just a few dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits is usually enough. You're gluing the loop, not flattening it. DNB, especially jungle, thrives on those tiny changes in energy between hits. That human movement is part of the feel. If the loop starts pumping in a musical way, that can be great. If it starts sounding small, you've gone too far. back off the threshold, ease the ratio, or slow the attack a little so the transient can breathe. Now for the movement. This is where the atmosphere starts to feel alive. Use auto filter with a slow LFO, or automate the cutoff manually over 4 or 8 bars. Keep the movement subtle. You're not doing a giant effect sweep. You're creating breathing. Maybe the loop opens a little in the last 2 bars before a drop. Maybe the reverb gets a bit wetter for a fill. Maybe the cutoff slowly shifts between a darker and brighter position across a phrase. What to listen for here is texture change without identity loss. The loop should still sound like the same loop, just evolving in time. If the modulation starts pulling attention away from the groove, it's too deep or too fast. And here's a very important check. Audition the loop in mono. Use utility if you need to. In DNB, the sub and kick need the center. You can afford some width in a top loop, but not if it collapses badly in mono. If the loop gets facey or disappears, reduce the stereo width, shorten the reverb, or keep the atmosphere on a separate return while the dry loop stays solid. That's a big one. A loop that sounds massive on headphones but falls apart on a system is not a win. Protect the groove first. Once the chain is working, this is the smart workflow move. Print it, freeze and flatten, or resample the result to audio. When the processing starts sounding like a performance instead of just a loop, commit it. That gives you way more freedom to arrange. Then you can chop it, mute little slices, reverse tails, or create a second version for breakdowns. For example, you might keep one version drier and punchier for the drop, and another darker, more atmospheric version for the intro or fill. That split is incredibly useful in real productions. This is also where the track starts to feel like it has a narrative. Maybe the first 8 bars are drier and more direct. Then the next 8 bars open up a little. Then before the drop, the loop gets darker, narrower, or a touch more saturated. Small changes like that make the arrangement feel intentional instead of loop-based. And that's really the secret here. The top loop shouldn't just sit there. It should act like a scene change tool. It should feel like the room is changing around the drums. If you want an even stronger old-school feel, try splitting the roll of the loop. Keep one layer more transient and dry, and duplicate it for the haze. Let the second layer carry the filtered saturation and atmosphere. That way you get detail and dirt at the same time, without turning the whole thing into mush. Very useful when the bass line is already busy. Another nice trick is to use tiny clip gain automation on the printed audio. Just a little lift in the last bar before a drop can make the loop lean forward into the transition. Small move, big payoff. Now always check the loop against the full rhythm section. Kick, snare, sub, and bass all in play. This is where you find out if your atmosphere is supporting the track or crowding it. If the bass is mid-heavy, carve a bit more space around 200 to 500 Hz. If the bass line has a lot of res energy and top-end growl, keep the loop darker so the high-mid region doesn't get messy. Why this works in DNB is because the loop becomes part of the weight of the track, not just a background texture. A saturated top loop makes the drums feel like they're happening inside a real place. That's a huge part of jungle and old-school energy. It's not just drums. It's memory, pressure, and environment. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't saturate before cleanup. That just exaggerates mud and harshness. Don't make the loop too wide too early, because the mono collapse can ruin the center. Don't use long reverb tails on busy breaks, because it blurs the ghost notes. And don't compress the life out of it. If you flatten the micro groove, you lose the human feel that makes this style work. So keep it tight, keep it dark, and keep it musical. Here's the mindset I want you to remember. Saturation is not just about dirt. It's about memory. A slightly overdriven, darkened loop can feel like it already lived a life before it got into your track. That emotional wear is a big part of old-school jungle character. If you want to push this further, make 3 printed versions of the same loop. One that's drier and mix-safe. One that's darker and more saturated. And one that's more atmospheric for fills, breakdowns, or pre-drop tension. That gives you immediate arrangement options without reopening the entire chain every time. For your practice, use one top loop, only Ableton stock devices, and build an 8-bar jungle-style atmosphere that still works over kick, snare, and sub. Keep the low end removed. Include at least one automation move and one printed variation. Then check it in mono. Check if the snare still cuts through. And ask yourself a very simple question. Does this sound like jungle atmosphere, or just generic lo-fi noise? If you can mute it and the track loses depth without losing punch, you're in the right zone. So to recap, clean the loop first, saturate in stages, keep the atmosphere dark and controlled, add movement sparingly, check mono compatibility, and commit to audio once the character is there. The winning result is a top loop that feels haunted, worn, and alive, but still tight enough to sit in a serious DNB mix. Now go build the three-state version of this loop and hear how much stronger your drop feels when the atmosphere is doing real work. That's where the vibe gets premium.